the 2013 city budget. It's a mess. And indirectly or directly tied into this budget fight, which is really a fight about priorities for this city. That's all a budget is deciding priorities. What are our priorities here? And this has to do with how do we develop neighborhoods? How do we develop areas of the city? One of the areas of the city that's hot. When I say it's hot, it's been hot for a while, but over the last 5, 6, 7 years in the midst of the recession, Mass Avenue, basically from Massachusetts Avenue, from where it starts down by the old Indiana National Bank building, which is now the Regions Bank building, all the way up past the shoe store, past the restaurants, past where Sears used to be, which is now O'Malley's, all the way past college, past the Center Township building, past where 8 million IPS school buses are there, all the way to I-65 is Mass Avenue. It is a collection of restaurants and shops and all kinds of great things, plus a lot of housing, individual single-family homes, apartments, condos. It is hot. It had nearly doubled in population during the last decade. It's somewhere between 6 to 8 to 9,000 people just in the Mass Avenue. It's the kind of density that looks like, maybe not a mini New York, but it has a neighborhood characteristic to it. And so now there's questions of how does that development continue, particularly the area around the Barton Apartments, particularly where the fire station headquarters are in New Jersey and Mass Avenue. And it's gotten a lot of controversy in that, A, the people that live and work on Mass Avenue feel very strongly about their neighborhood, that the neighborhood continues to grow and is a vibrant part of Indianapolis. And those that wonder, okay, what's the proper way to fund that? There's a group now called Grow Mass Avenue. And we wanted our community, our listeners, to hear their side of this story. Cassie Stockcamp is one of the representatives for Grow Mass Avenue, and she joins me live. Welcome.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Am I accurate to say that Mass Avenue is hot? And how would you describe Mass Avenue? Because I think some people hear about it and think, well, it's nothing more than high-priced restaurants and bars, or it's a lot of condos, or it's a lot of it's an area that's, they're not sure what it is.
No,
how would you define Mass Avenue?
That's a great question, Amos. And the way I describe it to my friends and peers is that it is a community. Mm-hmm. And the reason I think it's so hot, as you call it, is because people come together. We meet monthly. We talk about what is open, what's vacant. What do we do to continue to draw traffic to the area? How do we make it cool? Because it doesn't just happen. It has to be a concerted effort. And so I'm really proud of what we've done. And we also know that even though it's cool and hot, we've all traveled. Mm-hmm. There are some really cool places out there. And we aspire to be even better.
The area is racially diverse.
It's awesome. Yep.
It is also economically diverse. How important is that economic diversity? Because some would say, hey, wait a minute, is all this development just to run the senior citizens and the poor that live in the Barton out of the Mass Avenue area?
They're not being pushed out at all.
Okay.
Not at all. In fact, the housing that's going up, in fact, we've talked about that, is it's so important to make sure we have reasonable housing because of the workers, of the service providers. Mm-hmm. They need to be in this area and live in this area. So what's being developed around the Barton still includes not only market rate, but also the subsidized
housing.
The subsidized housing piece. So, no, it's critical. It's very important.
There are a couple of projects that we hear about, and there's been a lot of confusion because we the general community, and in my community in particular, our listeners aren't really sure what we're hearing. You know, what is being proposed to help beef up Mass Avenue?
Well, there's two different things. Okay. On the Barton space, where that little green triangle is, that's a separate project that's already been passed and it will be funded by their own Indianapolis Housing Authority. That's a separate project.
So that's another one, Bud Myers and the Housing Authority,
exactly.
Similar to what they did with Luger Towers, similar to the buildings over on 16th Street near College.
Right. And they're making, that's their business decision and their business model.
All right.
And
so that's we don't have to worry about that.
Right. That's not anything with the TIF.
Okay.
The piece that the TIF involves is where the current fire station and the fire station credit union is.
Okay.
Right now, that piece of property.
And that's like on Mass Avenue, New Jersey Street, and kind of across from the Marat. Correct. The backside of the Marotta.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right now, that piece of property derives zero in property tax because it's a governmental piece of property.
Okay.
The fire station, it's been I can't remember what it was originally. It was never. It wasn't originally designed as a fire station. It is one. I think it is the most highly used fire stations in the city.
Okay.
They are looking forward to moving because they need an updated facility.
Mm-hmm.
We still want them, obviously, downtown, and it will still be fairly close. I don't have an idea as to where exactly.
Yeah, somebody was trying to say they wanted to move it to one of the parking lots just north of the English Foundation building over, like, New Jersey and St. Clair.
I'm not privy to that.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't
know
about that.
But from your point of view, you don't want those fire trucks to go too far, too many blocks away.
And they, as I understand, that's obviously – the fire chief already has that into consideration. They can only – there's certain parameters that they have to work within. So that's already taken into consideration.
Okay.
But what those of us on Mass Ave are concerned about is, you know, that's a dead block.
Mm-hmm.
That really bifurcates one end of Mass Ave to the other. And as we have First Fridays and we do events and have different things up and down there, it's something that you don't want to walk all the way down past a dead street.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have that continuity, not only of housing, but also on retail on that first floor, we're thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
And for the health and economic development of that community, it brings more people down there. It brings vibrancy. We keep talking about density. We need more density downtown in terms of population.
Go ahead.
The beauty of a TIF in my mind, again, is that since there's zero amount of property taxes being developed right now, the incremental increase, that's the TIF, the tax incremental financing, the incremental increase in taxes will be captured for a period of time to help pay for the development. Now, a typical development, like what they're doing at the Barton, that will pay for itself.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about having to relocate and build a new fire station, a project can't support that additional cost. So those incremental increases would have to be used to pay to relocate the fire station for X number of years.
I thought that part of the downtown, the current downtown TIF, tax increment financing area, includes some of Mass Ave. Am I correct in that?
It does include some, but it doesn't include the fire station, nor does it include the Coke plant.
Okay.
I mean, we would love to see that. I mean, that's a beautiful piece
of
property.
Is that part of this, or is that a separate project?
Well, I think it'd be part of this. I think what I've seen is that we shouldn't do it all at once.
So part of this is the old Coke plant, which is now built part of the buildings and grounds headquarters for IPS, part of where all those buses, school buses, stay, which is owned by IPS.
Exactly. Right.
What would they do with it? In other words, if all of a sudden, let's say for the sake of the argument, a deal goes down, and somebody, as part of this, IPS moves their buses in the old Coke plant. Obviously, somebody would have to pay IPS for their property.
It would pay someone for their property as well as...
Which is IPS's property. Tax. They own it, don't they, I think?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that
again,
would
there's no property tax being developed. But someone would have to pay to relocate them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, is another incredible... Now, again, remember, I'm not a government person. I'm not privy to all the financing piece.
How would you explain to folks who are listening, who are saying, okay, I can understand. I've been down to Mass Avenue. I know there's a lot of people. It's a fun place. It's a welcoming place. Why should we reduce the property taxes that the city and the library and Indigo and the township trustee and the courts and the sheriff and a number of people get, divert those tax dollars away from those governmental entities in a tight budget just to develop these areas?
Amos, right now it's getting zero.
Okay.
So if we do nothing, there's still nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do something, we're going to bring jobs, we're going to bring economic development, and someday that will be added to the tax rolls.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't do anything, you're right, we're just going to be stagnant. And as you and I both know, life doesn't – if you stay stagnant, you're dying.
But if those two let's just take those two parcels, the firehouse parcel and the IPS parcel. Right now, they generate no property tax.
Zero.
So if a TIF is there, it's generating no money.
So nothing's changed. But in the future, when the TIF goes away, and it will, there's a life to it, as I understand, that money then will go on the tax rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, we're going to create over 2,000 jobs. And I don't know anything about the Coke plant. That's huge. I mean, I can't imagine what that's going to undertake. But just for the fire station, they're estimating like 2,000 jobs will be used to help build it. Not to mention the new jobs on the avenue that we'll have in terms of retail, the new housing that's going to be developed so that we can, again, we increase the density and make the vibrancy of downtown even more sustainable.
We're talking with Cassie Stockcamp with Grow Mass Avenue, 239-1310, 239-1310. You can send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 85620, keyword Amos. Are the folks on Mass Avenue willing to support?
The vast majority are.
Are they willing to support efforts where some of these jobs go to people that live within 5 miles of Mass Avenue? And the reason the question is asked is we hear about all these developments that have already been funded in the last several years. And the jobs and the contracts seem to go to people who do not live in Marion County, who do not look like me or the majority of people listening to us right now, who tend to go to people who live in the suburbs or don't even live in the metropolitan area or live out of state.
Yeah, you know, Amos, I used to own a construction company, if you knew that or not. So when you look at the owners, they may live out, but the people that I hired, they were from all over the city. Mm-hmm. Because union workers and construction workers are people just like you and me. Mm-hmm. So would they be supportive? Absolutely, we want our people to be. Now, again, have we been – is that a proposal that we presented or been presented with? No. I mean, I can't tell you that.
Right.
But absolutely, we all want our community to be employed. We want to drop the unemployment rate.
Let me go to Larry at 239-1310. Hi, Larry.
You know, I've got a bucket here throwing up in it, Amos.
Now, Larry.
These people are just, when you apply, you're begging, right? They don't have any money. That's their problem. They come to beg, right? They're going to take off the homestead tax credit and double people's property taxes because of property tax. Now, she's in here begging with her organization to put up more booze joints and whatever little freak shows they have down there that are not being supported now. Everything there on Mass Avenue, a shop comes open, gets a tax credit or whatever, they get incentives, stays open for 6 months, closes right down. They don't have the money to do this. They need to go on somewhere where they can afford to do this and leave us alone. I mean, that fire station is necessary down there. They've got to have it. But for them to come before the city county council, I hope that I can catch them down there on their knees. And what the committee needs to do, they need to kick them dead in their mouth, and then they need to throw them out of there with the no confidence vote and tell them to go and get their own money, because this is what's undermining this city, Amos, a bunch of booze joints. And that's all she knows what they want is booze joints.
May I respond?
All right, let me let Cassie respond.
As I'm looking, thinking up and down the avenue, we do have restaurants and bars, and I don't know that a single restaurant has received any tax credits that I'm aware of. Mm-hmm. Many of them have been there for a long time and are doing very well. I'm not quite sure where this gentleman's getting his facts.
Let me ask you, I got an email here at 239-13@praiseindy.com. How does Mass Avenue enhance the black community?
How does it enhance? That's a great question. I know I'm going to speak from my personal experience at the Athenaeum. We have more and more productions being done in my theater by various different black troops. I'm thrilled. Mm-hmm. We're trying to reach out to that. Actually, I'm trying to cut rates so that we can bring more diversity to the avenue. Mm-hmm. How does it help? That's one way.
Is Mass Avenue confused in the public's mind between Broad Ripple and South Meridian Street, which is a bar district? Is it confused in people's mind? Because when I drive down there, I don't see what I see in Broad Ripple, and it definitely is not the bar district of South Meridian Street, but in people's minds.
Yeah, we like to pride ourselves that we're different from Broad. I mean, and Broad Ripple's important. I don't want to downplay them in any way. But we are different. We're the theater and arts district.
Mm-hmm.
We have many really cool, funky retail shops. We've got an eclectic, as you mentioned, it's diverse both in gender and sexuality and in income. People may be, if they haven't been down there in a while, I encourage them to come down and just take a walk. Come down to Fringe. Fringe is going to start soon.
Would people feel differently if part of one of these projects, particularly in the IPS bus barn, the old Coke plant, somebody suddenly say, aha, we're going to build a Target, or there's going to be a Meijer, or there's going to be a Walmart, and suddenly it becomes, oh, okay, well, that's something everybody can benefit from.
That's interesting. I've heard that's maybe a consideration. I think there's like 13 or 20 acres at the Coke plant. So who knows what? But also we have to remember this is about what's going to make the project swing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a financial component here that you and I don't. Unfortunately, I don't have the depth of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I've had people that said, you know, a Target downtown would be really cool. A really contemporary urban Target, mm-hmm. that could work.
239-1310. 239-1310 is half the news names. Let me go to Jeff right quick. Hi, Jeff. Jeff? Jeff going once? Jeff going twice?
He's gone.
Jeff lost it. See, you know, we put him on hold and they think they got enough time to go get a sandwich from Subway. Where does this project stand? Obviously, the majority, the Democratic majority on the city county council, you know, has been there. There's a study committee to look at mm-hmm. all TIFs in Marion County to come up with guidelines and structure for how we handle these districts, some of which are in the downtown area, some of which are out in all the neighborhoods, out by the airport, even out at the old Naval Avionics plant, even the bridge, the old bridge on 96th Street between Allisonville and Keystone is a TIF district just to pay for the bridge. Mm-hmm. From Grow Mass Ave's point of view, where does this project stand?
It's dead. It's dead in the water mm-hmm. until the TIF can get passed. This project cannot be supported on its own merit. There has to be financing involved to relocate the fire station.
Is there one proposal under consideration, or are there multiple proposals that are being considered?
I'm not a government employee. As I understand, they received five different proposals. I know they've narrowed it down. My guess is that they do have someone they're going to award it to, but that hasn't been made public, and I don't know who that
Given
is.
Given that, let's just say for the sake of the argument, they have three finalists.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't, you know, to assail or to deal with the community's concerns, they ought to release the details of the five finalists. If they want the public to support this, release the details of the three finalists. Let's see what everybody's talking about.
And I'm not trying to be redundant, but why? I mean, they have to get the city came up, and I have to give them credit. They held two or three public meetings and asked our input mm-hmm. and said, tell us what you want in this site. And so there were many, many people that came, and they did the whiteboards, and they listened, and they put together a proposal that addressed most of our needs. And at some point, then, a lot of it is financing and details that I don't care about. So I'm just trying to understand from your perspective, what is it that would that tell you?
I would honestly like to know. What is the development going to do? We know it includes a fire station. Okay, fine. Where's it going to go?
Okay.
Okay. Where specifically is it? Because I had a lady they called the other day that lives in the Barton. She says, wait a minute, the fire department is walking across the street to get us out of our lousy elevators all the time. So wait a minute, if you move the fire station, you know, that means the response time is longer. So if you can –
I know it's going to be close.
But I'm from the school of you can tell people this is where the doggone fire station is going to be, then it assails concerns.
Well,
this is the first I'm really hearing that this includes the old Coke plant, that this includes the bus barn.
Now, that's someday, for crying out loud. Now, that's me talking.
Yeah.
Because we would all, that to be developed, too.
So that does not include this. So this is only this triangle that's the fire station.
Correct. Oh, this? Yeah, exactly. That's all this particular project is. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. But the city, if that's all it is, but the city seems to have it tied up into the area around Busch Stadium and expanding the downtown TIF to include all of downtown.
I think they're trying to do it just in one effort so they don't have to do multiple TIFs. It seems like it's a little more efficient.
Well, see, I would want to know. You know, as a business here downtown, you know, I would feel very nervous if the property taxes on the building these radio stations resides in are getting diverted away from schools and away from mass transit and away from poor relief going into some project that is not going to benefit the people this business serves.
That's just legitimate. And at the same time, if we don't do anything, there's no money. I guess I get really confused about that perspective.
And that's what I'm saying. Right now, and I'm in the media. I have no idea the size of this TIF. I have no idea what the project is. I have, you know, a community that wants to better itself,
mm-hmm.
and you know, everybody's we can be supportive of that. All I'm saying is, I got a community that says you want me and you want the elected officials my community voted for that who put them into office to support something that. The people doing this cannot come to our community and say, Mr. Brown, this is what we're doing.
Yeah, that concerns me. I mean, I don't understand that lack of communication. I can't deny that. That doesn't feel very good.
In other words,
But at the same time, I guess because I'd like to think that if you made a phone call to them, that they're going to say, yes, let's come
and
talk.
Oh, you don't.
I don't know. That's like a
you don't know. I'm like, we used to have a city like that. But the people that are on the 25th floor of a certain downtown office building don't feel that way. You know, we are appreciative that, you know, my community, the people are listening
Mass community. I hate because you're my community. This is my community.
I have to be all communities, but at least. Yeah. But I wanted my audience to hear, as every guest in here has the opportunity to have our community, our listeners, hear directly from them. No, we're not like NBC. We don't edit and cut out all the good parts of the closing ceremonies.
Sure, I understand. Why does it feel, though, Amos, like we aren't a community? Why do we keep talking about the separateness?
That's a very good question. And to be honest with you, it starts with the leadership of the people at the top of this city. It is not like the leadership that we had here 6 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 38 years ago when I came to Indianapolis.
And I've been friends with every administration.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so
I have until we got to this one. And their choice, their decision, not mine. But anyway, if people want more information, you all have a website, Grow Mass Ave, and they can find out more information about what Mass Ave is, what you guys are trying to do, all the good things that go on in that neighborhood, in that area. And they can find out more information. It was growmassav.org.
I believe you're right.
All right, Grow Mass Ave.
We're pretty grassroots.
All right, there's nothing wrong with that. Everybody get in there. Out. Are you coming to the – this could be a play that could be at the Athenaeum. Budget Palooza.
Actually, I try to keep my nose out as much as possible.
Yeah, but if somebody writes the play and does it there, then that helps Mass Ave. They're more than welcome to do that.
I believe we do it all.
Cassie Stockcamp, thank you very, very much for coming in and giving our community, our audience, an opportunity to hear your side of this very, very important story. Thank you.
Thank you.